Radio.
Hello.
Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another retro edition of the Bang Radio Hour. This is a mini-cast, 10 or 15 minutes, I'm not sure yet. I haven't actually put the bits in it, so I don't know how long it's going to be, but it's not going to be long. These are reruns. These are things from the past. We've got 14 years' worth of material to go through to find you some of the funniest bits to do for you here in the off-season. And that's right, 14 years. You find me another podcast out there that's been doing it as long as we have, I want to know their name so that I can continue to ignore them. Anyway, like I said, these are short shows, and they are meant to be shared. So if you have been listening to us, you must know why. You must like it. So send it to your friends and make them listen. And I mean make them listen. They will love you. Trust me. We are a football show, but we are not stats and numbers and analysis. Tom and I are fans. We're knowledgeable fans, but fans just like you. We're not going to be sitting here in April giving you, oh, we got 45 mock drafts coming out in the next 2 weeks. Stay tuned. Bullshit. We have a lot of fun with the things that surround the game, but it's not always about football. And since it is baseball season, we're going to start with 2009 and Phillies broadcaster Gary Matthews explaining to all you youngsters out there just how to get a hit.
Running through there with your damn straight up and down like a damn hard arm.
Oh, you know what that reminded me of just now?
I don't even want to know. What website you got up over there?
Gary Matthews, who's a radio guy for the Philadelphia Phillies.
They got a big one?
The baseball. Well, just listen to what he had to say.
What's going to happen is that you jerk off the ball.
No, dude, you jerk off. You tickle the ball.
Because that would hurt. You start jerking off the ball.
I know.
But you didn't even hear it all. Hold on. Wait. Let me play the whole clip.
Okay.
What's going to happen is that you jerk off the ball. You almost want to let this guy here jam you. And if it comes, it comes.
Dude, that's got to be some kind of code out to his gay friend.
I don't know.
There's no way anybody's listening to that. Or that's, how do you say that without not understanding what you've just said?
What's going to happen is that you jerk off the ball.
Yeah.
Almost want to let this guy here jam you, and if it comes, it comes.
He's guile. Full of guile.
He's full of guile.
Right.
Great. And for whatever you do, leave my ears alone. They ain't handles. I don't like that.
Right.
We don't like that.
Don't be pulling our head.
Bang Radio.
This is the story.
Yes, this is the best story so far of the offseason.
Oh, my God.
I wish it was getting bigger publicity.
We told you before, everybody told you, you knew, Tony Romo broke up with Jessica Simpson.
He's a bastard, Tom.
Yes. Well, Jessica Simpson has put a curse on Tony Romo.
And it's going to work, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stole some of his hair after I finished fucking John Mayer while he was in Paris.
Well, she met a witch on the internet. All right.
That's right. Everybody on the internet's a witch. They're all Wiccans.
And she gave this witch money. She paid her to put a curse on her ex-boyfriend.
Well, witches aren't free, you know, Tom. They're expensive. Do you know how much Eye of Newt costs? It's ridiculous.
Okay, just to refresh your memory, Jessica Simpson was dumped by Tony Romo the night before her 29th birthday last month, and she visited a woman she met on the internet to help her put a spell on Tony and ruin his chances of falling in love again and ruining his career.
That's right. I'm a scorned woman, and hell hath no fury like me. Dabba baba boy in trouble.
A source said, Jessica is normally a really sweet girl, but she still can't believe Tony callously dumped her.
That's right. I'm just a sweet girl, Tom. But if you fuck with me, I call upon the black demons of magic!
She found a woman in California. The two met at the star's Beverly Hills home, where they lit a candle, burned some incense, and performed a couple of incantations.
Oh my God, a witch from California she met on the internet. Could this be any goofier?
And paid her money!
We sat there with pyramid hats on so that we could channel the proper energy.
The scorned singer and actress hopes the meeting will also taint the sportsman's career and is waiting in readiness for his next match on September 13th against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He's going to tear his MCL. I made a voodoo doll, Tom. I got a Ken doll out of my drawer, and I made a doll and look like Tony Romo, and he's going to break his leg.
A voodoo doll.
Yes, that's right, Tom, a voodoo doll. I didn't have any straw or anything, so I used a Ken. I put a little number 9 jersey on it and a little helmet that I got out of the machine at the Food Lion. And then it would look like just like Tony Romo, especially when I pulled its pants down.
Oh.
It looked just like him.
That's right.
So I'm sticking pins in it. I'm going to put pins in it. And my spiritual advisor, Mistress Cleo from California, told me that if I bury it in the yard with covered in mustard, that the dog will dig it up and chew it, and Tony Romo will hurt his knee and turn gay.
Oh, hey, John, you better be worried, man, because apparently she's cozying up to Colt Brennan.
Colt Brennan, he's cute, and he's named after a horse. But a cute little horse. Colts are always cute.
Jesus.
He should have been named Pony. If he was named Pony, I'd have fucked him by now.
Oh, is that right?
I like ponies. They're so cute.
Oh, man. It's funny. I was reading here on ProFootballTalk.com. Mike Florio said she possibly would have put a curse on Romo to make him forever look like Gomer Pyle, but somebody already beat her to that one.
Can you imagine having to have sex with somebody that looked like Gomer Pyle?
No.
No, I couldn't either until it happened to me. Don't let this happen to you. You can stop it, ladies. Don't let this happen to you. Call 1-800, I won't screw Gomer.
You know, and everybody was talking about the curse, John, when we thought Roy Williams broke his collarbone.
That's what's mine. That I did that.
Oh, is it?
My little, yes, that's right. I have a black Ken doll too, and I made it fall down and the arm came off. But I guess it didn't come off all the way. It just, I put it back too soon. I didn't know that the powers had taken effect on the black Ken doll that I was using. Did you know that the black Ken doll's name is Tyrone?
You've got to be shitting me.
Oh, I put a curse on him, too. I said, Wade Phillips, you will never see your feet again. Look, it's working. You do not mess with me. I am a princess of darkness.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Hell yeah, man. I tell you what, that is the story of the year, that Jessica Simpson went and met some witch from the internet and put a curse on Tony Romo.
And gave her money. She paid her.
I know, gave her money.
She paid her. Oh, what a twit.
That's funnier than hell. I could see some fat woman out in California going, holy shit, the check cashed and she's on her way. So hurry up, get tits and beads, hang them in the doorway. Light some incense, hurry up, give me a scarf.
I'm glad she's moved on to your future franchise quarterback.
Colt is so cute.
Didn't he get put on IR?
Yes, he's on injured reserve. He hurt his leg.
Oh.
It's lucky that they didn't shoot him, you know. That's what they do when horses are dead.
Oh, man. Can we see? I'll tell you what.
They usually go right out on the field and cover it with a car, a blanket, and shoot him.
I got nothing after that.
Bang!
All right, so Jessica Simpson and her various adventures around NFL players was always a good source of fun for us. I like for her to get, you know, somehow back in the news with the NFL, so if we could do that again, that's fun. So today I put out a question asking which teams you all wanted us to make fun of in this best of. You wanted to hear some reruns of us making fun of them, and overwhelmingly y'all picked the Eagles. All right, now back before the world went insane and they won the Super Bowl, they were great to be the butt of the jokes. All right, now also, back in the day, there was no such thing as social media. Twitter didn't exist. Facebook didn't exist when we started doing this show. Social media wasn't even a term yet. There were message boards, and there were chat rooms. And really, that was social media up until MySpace came along. And Tom and I, we had our own chat room at the time, and it got a lot of people would come in there. Tom and I would sit there sometimes and play around with everybody, and every once in a while, we'd get a character in there that I just couldn't resist. This guy's one of our favorite Eagles chatters from those days, from right after their loss to the Patriots in Super Bowl, 45? Yeah, in early 2005.
All right. Well, first we're going to introduce everybody to a new chatter in the room. His name is Deshaun Jackson. That's his chat screen name.
Obvious Eagle fan.
obviously, but I'm not sure how bright he is, but here is the introduction to him. He's going to tell you where he's from, and he's going to get a, you know, quick response, and anyway, this is how this went.
North Philly. I'm from North Philly.
North Philly.
North Philly. Who let the dogs loose? Can we play that at the link?
Who's got a trophy?
Oh, my bad. Damn, my fault.
The Eagles had 3 NFL championships. People have to realize football goes back further than 1965. Some people believe it started in 1965.
I love that. He said, who let the dogs out? And you said, who's got a trophy? And he goes, well, we got 3 championships.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Way back in the day.
I don't know what this. I don't. This is not a speech impediment, or is it? I don't know. But
he's got a cleft palate.
Is that what that is?
He's got a cleft palate. He's got a big hole in the roof of his mouth. He sounds like Vin Diesel, doesn't he?
Super Bowl. But the Eagles will get a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
NFL championship.
The Eagles will get a Super Bowl.
They'll get one. They'll get a Super Bowl.
Wait a minute.
I got the confidence. They're coming.
The Eagles will get a Super Bowl. To Super Bowl.
They're going to get a Super Bowl, Tom.
To Super Bowl.
All right, let me get...
Oh, shit. Play that again.
To Super Bowl.
Now the listeners are going, what the hell do I want to go in that room for?
Oh, shoot, man. It's got me laughing just as hard as it did that day.
All right, let me continue here.
You got to remember, it's still the NFL.
They go back to the Revolutionary War. I don't know if you realize that.
Oh,
the Philadelphia Eagles were a Minuteman troop. The problem was is that they fought like hell. They were really good. They stopped the British all the way up until the very end, and then they laid down and fucking died. It is rumored that the British brought out a giant silver trophy, and it scared the Eagles so much that they just threw down their arms and ran away. General McNabb threw up on the battlefield, and that was the end of that. I forgot about that.
General McNabb threw up on the battlefield. That's great. Right there in?
The Super Bowl.
Right.
The Super Bowl. General McNabb, advance your troops. We'll get there.
Oh, hell.
There's only 4 minutes to go in the friggin' war, General McNabb. Adventure troops.
Okay.
What's your hurry?
But I tell you what, he is an Eagle fan because he's going to stay right in line with everything. First off, he's going to claim those 3 championships. All right.
Oh, absolutely. It's all you got. It's all you got.
And now he's going to blame their loss in the Super Bowl to the Patriots on New England cheating. All right.
We got Deshaun. Right, we got Vic. And we're going to the hood.
We're going to the hood. I guess that's another name for
the Super Bowl.
We're going to Disney World.
We're going to the hood.
We're going to the hood. We're
going to the hood.
Oh, let me play that again. Let me play this clip again.
We got Deshaun. We got Vic. And we're going to the hood.
We're scoring touchdowns.
And Deshaun Jackson set up a lot of Eagles touchdowns. We made it to the NFC Championship. If the defense had not collapsed at the end. And that was the nightmare of my life, to see the Eagles collapse. And they collapsed by Brady and them were cheating with the cameras. They filmed the Eagles spying on our playbooks.
They was spying on our playbooks. And they were the ones that made Donovan McNabb run a 2-minute drill like it was the beginning of the second half. And they was the ones that made the Eagles stay up all night partying all night long in their hotel rooms, and the relative humidity was too high. And you know, the Eagles, this is my nightmare. They choke it up, and it seems to be a fucking recurring nightmare because it happens every other goddamn year. I'm gonna jump off the Ben Franklin Bridge.
You were fucking with him so bad.
Live from South Central Los Angeles, it's Super Bowl 45.
The Super Bowl.
The Philadelphia Eagles have come to the hood to claim their trophy.
We're going to the hood.
Right. He just hopes they don't play New England again.
What a dumbass.
Brady and them were cheating with the cameras, spying on our playbook.
Can you imagine? How do you spy on a playbook? That's what I want to know. They're spying on our playbooks.
Well, you see, they snuck people in with, you know, trench coats and hats on with those little spy cameras, and they took pictures of it at night while Andy Reid was sleeping off his big frickin' Twinkie binge.
All right.
All right. Here at the Duper Bowl, I'm going to have as many goddamn cupcakes as I want.
Well, this guy just absolutely loves DeSean Jackson, and he's afraid he doesn't want Vic to corrupt DeSean Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Well, I'm concerned about my Vic to see if how he connects, if he can throw touchdowns to DeSean. But I don't want him corrupting the morals of DeSean Jackson. And McNabb has done a good job. But Vic apparently is going to play running back, and he's going to also play, what did they tell me? He can play running back, quarterback, or wide receiver.
Yo, DeSean, why don't you come out with me tonight, man? We'll go cockfighting in the morning. I'll have your morals all corrupted, and you'll be in jail with me.
I mean, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to corrupt his morals.
Well, you got to keep it in the proper perspective, because we shoot cows or kill them, and we make them into Philly cheesesteaks. And we eat chickens and all kind of other animals. They shoot the moose. So I believe Vic got a bad deal here. And I do support PETA. I'm a member of PETA.
What?
And I do encourage people to stop eating too much meat. That's why everybody's getting fat. You got to keep your figure.
Oh, my God. You got to keep your figure.
You got to keep your figure.
The dude is all over the place, man. Oh, my God.
I'm a member of PETA. I drew blood on a couple of celebrities. I drew blood on Rosie O'Donnell. I went out on the ship and I little raft, and I tried to stop the Russians from shooting the whale, and they threw a harpoon at me.
The Eagles will get a Super Bowl.
Right.
Nope. Gotta get the Duper Bowl. We're gonna go to the hood and get the Duper Bowl.
You know, one of the I didn't bring. I thought I had the other clip. He says that Kevin Curtis is the best white receiver ever to play the game.
History of the game. Best white receiver to ever play the game.
I know one fan that doesn't agree.
Oh, the fucking ball! Fuck you, Kevin fucking Curtis.
That guy lives next door to me. He's a dick. You should have heard him yelling during the Super Bowl when we lost to the Patriots. It was copying and stealing our playbook.
The Super Bowl.
Right.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Hey, this is Rob Zombie, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Oh, hey, Bang. Brian Westbrook's whining.
Brian Westbrook?
Running back for the Eagles.
He's whining?
He's whining.
What's he whining for?
They don't have
any I'm the only offense on this damn city.
That's exactly why he's whining.
Donovan McNabb's out running his mouth talking about rightfully so this, rightfully so that. Damn, man.
All right, here he is.
I'm tired of seeing 8 men in the box. I want to see opportunity where the defense has to respect our receivers. They have to, play them all, and which we had before.
I just wish we had some receivers that somebody could respect. I'm talking to you, Reggie Brown. That's right.
I'm tired of seeing 8 men in the box.
I've had enough of it. You hear that? I'm fed up.
That's
fed
right.
up to here.
That's right.
I've had it. You know what? I'm very talented. I'm an athlete. If y'all don't going to pay me here and get some of these men out the box and get some wide receivers in here, I'll go be a champion at the Charles Hadley Pool.
A lot of people have picked us to win the NFC, and rightfully so.
Brian Westbrook ain't one of them.
McNabb sounds like he's got a cold all the time. A lot of people.
Oh, poor Eagle fans. Poor Eagle fans.
There's 8 men in the box all the time. I wake up in the morning, there's 8 men in my bed. I've had enough of this. Y'all got to get the wide receivers in here. Somebody that can make somebody scared or something. Oh, God damn it, you got Reggie Brown out there. Don't need anybody to cover him. They just look at him and go, oh, what the hell? He can't catch it.
You're killing us. This team is broken and cannot be fixed. Our beloved, chunky soup-eating, injury-prone leader, Donovan McNabb.
Chunky soup-eating, noodle on the head wearing, leaving 8 men in the box to tackle my ass, Donovan McNabb.
All right, so there you go. Brian Westbrook from 2008 complaining about the Eagles' offense. Now Philly fans can have a good time laughing at us again, but don't worry. Yeah, that's right, you're the Super Bowl champions, and we've got a lot more of these clips, and it's a long summer. So follow us on Twitter @BangRadioHour. Find us on Facebook @The Bang Radio Hour page.
And, of course, subscribe to the show using iTunes and Stitcher and all your favorite podcasting apps. That's it for this week. So rush on over to your favorite sports site and get a look at today's mock draft. It's almost the exact same as yesterday's mock draft by some other guy from another site.
Oh, I found one of our new Vauxhall Griffin editions.
Yes, what comes as standard?
Standard? Well, alloy wheels, sat-nav, aircon, DAB radio, Bluetooth, smartphone projection and USB connection.
Wow, is that everything?
Sorry, forgot the colour touchscreen.
Buy a new Griffin edition, Adam, Astra, Corsa or Mokka X Plus and get a whole host of features as standard. The Griffin edition range. All Griffin, no bull. Visit your nearest retailer now. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903. Participating retailers only. Limited units while stocks last.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our Mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to Tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our Pad Thai in your Cash Kai. Try click and collect at Tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.